Pod Quiz 1100. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1100. That's a nice round number, isn't it? So we shall have a prize round later on with the chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt.
Round one.
Well, as we're on Pod Quiz 1100, a little bit of a milestone, I shall roll out a la-di-da round, which many of you may not have heard because they only come out on special occasions. In this round, I am going to try to reproduce a song using only my own voice. And for each, I'd just like you to tell me the title.
Question
one. La 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 la.
Question two.
Bum ba bum la da 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 da.
Question three.
La di da, la da di da da da, la di da, la di da, la da di da da da, la da da da, la da 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 da.
Question four.
Da 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 la di da, la di da da, la da da da, la da da, la da 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 da, la da, la di da, da da, la da di. La da di, la da di.
Question five.
Da 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 da. La di da di da, la di da di da di da di da, la di da di da di da di da di da.
Round two.
Round two is on diamonds.
Question six.
Diamonds are a pure form of which chemical element?
Question 7.
Diamond is the hardest known natural material. What does it score on the Mohs scale of mineral hardness? 5, 10, or 12?
Question 8.
Diamonds are measured using which unit of mass equivalent to 200 milligrams?
Question 9.
Which multinational diamond company controlled over 80% of the rough diamond market for the whole of the 20th century?
Question 10.
discovered in 1905, which is the largest gem quality rough diamond ever found, weighing over half a kilogram?
Round three
is a quickfire round on dinosaurs. For each of the following five questions, I will name a dinosaur, and I would like you to tell me whether that creature was thought to have been a carnivore, a herbivore, or an omnivore.
Question 11.
Velociraptor.
Question 12.
Stegosaurus.
Question 13.
Megalosaurus.
Question 14.
Oviraptor.
Question 15.
Iguanodon.
Round 4.
Round 4 is famous people.
Question 16.
What is the stage name of the American singer and actress Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta?
Question 17.
Which American aviator was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross for being the first woman to make a non-stop solo transatlantic flight? She later disappeared while attempting a round-the-world flight in 1937.
Question 18.
Which German Chancellor was known as the Iron Chancellor and is credited with the unification of Germany in 1871?
Question 19.
What is the name of Michelle Obama's best-selling memoir?
Question 20.
What is the nickname of LeBron James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer?
Round 5.
Okay then, so it's time for the prize round. In this round, you write your answers down in an email to quizmaster@podquiz.com. If you say where you're from, that's very useful. Then, in a couple of weeks' time, we will have a draw from all those who get all 5 answers correct, and the winner will receive a PodQuiz t-shirt. Even if you don't know all of the answers, and there are 5 general knowledge questions coming in this round, then it's still worth having a go, because there is also a consolation prize drawn from all entries. Okay then, if you're ready, we'll get started.
Question 1.
We'll start with a music medley. Please tell me the decade in which all of these songs were recorded.
Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Elsie had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing.
Question 2.
Which word can follow house, life, and speed to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
Question 3 is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture now. If not, it's available on the website, www.podquiz.com, where there is also an alternative question for people who cannot do picture questions. So, it's a picture of a person, and I'd just like you to tell me their name.
Question 4.
Which famous building was opened on this day in 1931 by President Herbert Hoover? who turned on the building's lights with a ceremonial button push from Washington, D.C.
Question 5.
We'll finish off with a voice, and I'd like you to identify the speaker. We'll let this play through, and then I shall be back for the answers for the first four rounds of this week's quiz.
An evangelical minister and a politician arrived at Heaven's Gate one day together. And St. Peter, after doing all the necessary formalities, took them in hand to show them where their quarters would be. And he took them to a small single room with a bed, a chair and a table, and said this was for the clergyman. And the politician was a little worried about what might be in store for him. And he couldn't believe it then when St. Peter stopped in front of a beautiful mansion with lovely grounds, many servants, and told him that these would be his quarters. And he couldn't help but ask. He said, but wait, how? There's something wrong. How do I get this mansion while that good and holy man only gets a single room? And St. Peter said, you have to understand how things are up here. We got thousands and thousands of clergy. You're the first politician who ever made it.
And now, the answers.
You only need the song title here, but I shall give you artists as well. Number one was the Billie Eilish song, Bad Guy.
I'm the bad guy.
Number two was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Number three was Everlong by the Foo Fighters. Number four was the Ben E. King song Stand By Me. And number five was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Round two.
Round two was on diamonds, and the answer to number six, diamonds are a form of carbon. Number 7, diamonds score 10 on the Mohs scale of mineral hardness. Number 8, the unit of measure for diamonds is the carat. Number 9, the diamond company that controlled 80% of the market in the 20th century was De Beers. And number 10, the largest diamond ever found was the Cullinan diamond.
Round 3.
Round 3 was the quickfire round on dinosaurs, and the answer to number 11, the Velociraptor, was a carnivore. Number 12, the Stegosaurus, was a herbivore. Number 13, the Megalosaurus, was a carnivore. Number 14, the Oviraptor, was an omnivore. And number 15, the Iguanodon, was a herbivore.
Round 4.
Round 4 was famous people, and the answer to number 16, Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, is better known as Lady Gaga. Number 17, the American aviator who disappeared in 1937 was Amelia Earhart. Number 18, the German Chancellor known as the Iron Chancellor was Otto von Bismarck. Number 19, Michelle Obama's memoir is called Becoming. And number 20, that nickname for LeBron James is King James. That's it for Pod Quiz 1100. I hope you enjoyed it and you didn't find the la-di-da round too off-putting. Please do have a go at the prize round. I'll need to receive your answers by the 13th, please. I have a quick shout out to Emily and Josh in Sydney, Australia. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you for listening, some of you to all 1,100 episodes. Bye now.